With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Minnesota High School boys swimming and diving season came to an end this past weekend with the Minnesota State Meet. And for the Raiders, they had two entrants, with Ryan Lester going to the state meet in diving and Phil Jensen moving on to state in two swim events, with both athletes doing a wonderful job as Lester rounded out his Raider career and Jensen looks to make waves heading into his senior season. First of all, with head coach Jerry Rupp of the Raiders, he's just proud of the way his team has handled this crazy, wild season, both in and out of the pool.
I'm so proud of these guys. I mean, we started out this year, you know, with all the mask mandates and whatnot, and you really weren't sure how it was going to go. Our guys were very good about keeping their masks on at all times. They were diligent of did what we asked of them. We didn't have to keep reminding them, pull it up over your nose, things like that. You know, they were good about that. When they came to practice, they did all the things that they were supposed to do. And, of course, obviously you're worried about them, you know, having a slip up and taking out half the team or the entire team, which did happen to another team in our conference this year. So kudos to our guys for doing what they were supposed to do and playing by the rules, even if sometimes it's kind of tough, frustrating, whatnot, doing that. You know, looking at our season for a throwaway season, to be able to come away with a share of a conference title, which has not happened since the early 90s, it's been 30 years since we've had a conference title. And to be able to get a share of that this year was so exciting to have that happen. It was a bit in jeopardy for a while there because our last meet was supposed to be against Henry Sibley. And as we just talked about, Henry Sibley got knocked out because of COVID. So we weren't even able to have a meet with them. So then our conference title chances were in jeopardy because they were looking at total number of wins and we were one behind Sibley and St. Thomas. However, we all had one loss. In the end, it worked out, and we all got a share of the conference title, so that was a great thing. I'm also very proud of our guys because this is the first year in probably at least 10 that we earned a silver academic award from the State High School League. To be able to get a silver award, you have to have a grade point average of 3.5. In the past few years, we've been hovering around 3-4. We've always had a couple guys that really brought us down. And this year, you know, we had enough guys that were pulling their weight academically in the classroom, and we finished up with a 3.59. So that was another huge accomplishment and a feather in the cap of those boys. So then we got to those things, and then we get down to the state meet, and here we go with those two guys that entered the state.
And what about those two boys that moved on to the state meet? Senior Ryan Lester wrapped up an elite Raider diving career, while junior Phil Jensen got on the map with a medal, fueling his fire for the 2021-22 season. Coach Rupp with a recap.
Yeah, we'll start out with Ryan. So last year, Ryan, as a junior, made it to the state meet. And the way they do it for diving competition is they do 11 rounds of dives, so 11 dives total. And what they do at the state meet is they have 32 entrants in the diving competition, and they do 5 rounds. And after 5, they cut down to 20 entrants. And then at 8 rounds, they cut to 16. So last year, Ryan ended up placing 22nd. He didn't make the first cut, so okay, well, we have things that we can do for next year to try to get better and make that first cut. This year, if you want to put it in perspective now, there are 8 competitive sections in the state of Minnesota. So through those 8 competitive sections, there are probably about 240 divers that start out at the section level. Of the 240, they come down to 32 that make the state level. So Ryan is one of those 32, and in the end, he made the first cut, got all the way up to the second cut, and he ended up one short of making the second cut. He finished in 17th place out of the original 240 that even qualified for section. So that's pretty darn good, I think. And he was 2.5 points away from making top 16. So going from 22nd up to 17th and, you know, making those cuts, we're very proud of where he was. And like you said, we've got photos of him when he was about 4'6", you know, get up on the diving board. They're doing the little hairdos where they spike it up in the middle. All the little guys are doing that. And now seeing Ryan, you know, as a 6-foot senior up there, and he's now leading the 8th graders. That was pretty cool to have him in his mentorship this year. He's going to be missed next year, but as you do, you have to just try to find a guy to step into that role. Switching over to swimming, Phil Jensen entered his two best events. He was in the 100-yard butterfly and the 100-yard backstroke. kind of a prelude to that. It was really kind of different this year because of the way they had to do the state meet. Again, like I said, there are 8 competitive sections, but because of COVID, they could only have 4 together at one time. So we got the draw of swimming the morning session. So when we swam, we had our times, and then we had to wait for the afternoon session to complete before they merged all the times and figured out who was the medal winners. So Phil entered into the meet with the 100-yard butterfly. He had a great lifetime best swim. He just missed the school record by 0.2 seconds. Unfortunately for him, the 100-yard butterfly was heavily loaded this year with a lot of guys. So Phil ended up finishing 20th place, which, again, just out of the top 16, but it was his lifetime best swim, and we were very proud of him for that. The next event was his 100-yard backstroke. He went in the 100-yard backstroke and came out of the morning session seated 3rd, so we had to wait for the afternoon session to finish up. And in the end, Phil finished once again with a lifetime best swim. He placed 7th place. He got All-State honors with that top 8 finish. He gets a medal, so bring home some hardware. You know, it was just a great experience for him to progress as a swimmer at the state level and to make now the All-State honors, and it just kind of whets your appetite for what is to come next year with another hard year of training.
Looking ahead to next year, there's no doubt Coach Rupp and I would just like to share a football press box once again next fall. But in regards to swimming and diving, I asked Coach Rupp what he's looking forward to most, to just having potentially a full off season and a full schedule heading into the 2021-22 campaign.
Well, it would be nice, number one, to not have to wear a mask every day at school. It's one of those deals where no one likes it, but you have to do it, and you follow the rules in order to be able to compete. So that'll be nice this spring, you know, get away from that a little bit. But, you know, as most your good coaches do, you find that a lot of coaches are involved in off-season training. And, you know, we do run a summer program for our high school athletes, the ones who may not want to commit as heavily into the club program but still want to stay in shape and get some swimming in. And so we do that program in the summer. We start second week in June and go through the 1st of August, similar to like Raiders Express, which is kind of swimming oriented. So we're excited for that because we've got a lot of kids this year that have expressed interest in doing the high school summer program. So that's a chance for us to kind of get a head start for the girls season next fall, because, you know, you've talked with Katie and she's indicated too about how this next season can be some great things for us in the girls side. And the boys, I think now too, knowing that they've got to share the conference title, got that academic award, it's kind of wet their whistle a little bit for something more. You know, if we have a bunch of guys, you know, commit to each other and to show up, that's just going to bode well for us next season. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm just looking forward to a little break here. Going to head down to Mexico for a week to kind of, you know, recharge the batteries and come back and get ready for a summer session.
We appreciate head coach Jerry Rupp's time throughout this season, even though he's not bringing me with to Mexico. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.